Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jerry Stinkle is here. We're glad she's hanging out with us. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust, president of Ventrepreneur. Ventrepreneur, I should say, is how you say that word.
Ventrepreneur.
There it is. That's research and training and marketing company. She's a partner with American Express, doing as a research advisor for them. And she's here with the American Express 2018 State of Women-Owned Businesses Report. Jerry Stinkle, welcome back to the show.
Well, delighted to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. And you got good news, too. We love good news.
Yes, we have great news about women-owned businesses. They continue to be a growing part of the economy.
Well, no, there's no question about that, and although a lot of them are lifestyle businesses, more and more of them are not. More and more of them are growth type businesses. But talk to us about some of the basics of the research that you guys did.
Sure. So for the past 8 years, American Express has been projecting numbers on an annual basis. So. In 2012, the Census Bureau came out with a survey of business owners, and American Express, or I do it for American Express,
mm-hmm.
We project those numbers on an annual basis, and we do it at the state level, at the national level, state and local level, as well as industry using gross national domestic product.
It's really important research, folks. I mean, it's really impressive, the internals. When you look at the internals of this research, Jerry, it's just high quality, and I congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
So let's talk about how we're going to talk about women in general, women business owners in general. Then we're going to get into the internals and talk specifically a little bit later on in our visit. But right now, tell us in general, what is the overall trajectory of women business ownership in America?
So the numbers of women that are becoming entrepreneurs are growing by leaps and bounds. And for the first time this year, we took a look at 1972, which was the first time the census took place. And back in 1972, there were all of 402,000 women-owned businesses. There are now 12.3 million, and that's a growth rate of 31-fold. Hmm. So huge growth of women entrepreneurs. We went from 4% of or 5% of all businesses to 40% of all businesses.
Yeah, exactly. That's about 40%, and that number has held steady throughout the 20 plus years I've been doing my show. Women have been creeping up over that 40% number and growing more and more. And as you know, the last decade has been tough on small businesses. And so to see women-owned businesses emerging on what I'm calling the other side of a lost decade for Main Street, Jerry, and to see these kind of numbers is very exciting for me.
And exciting for me, too.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you, I mean, I don't have to tell you how tough the last decade has been on small business. We lost a lot of folks after 2008. And
what's interesting to me is over the last decade, it's really necessity entrepreneurship that has been driving the numbers of women entrepreneurs
right.
Up until this year. So yep. Opportunity entrepreneurs are coming back and women, especially women of color, have turned to business ownership because they either couldn't find a quality job or because they were unemployed.
Right.
And for the longest time, that's driven the numbers. And for the first time, we're seeing people who have good ideas, see something in the marketplace, a hole, and now they're jumping in.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any occasion to look at the financial strength of these companies? See, this is one of the things that I predicted in 2009, is that the companies that survived the Great Recession and the last 7 or 8 years would come out on the other side stronger financially, because number one, they learned how to operate financially thrifty way, and they had to deleverage in order to do that. They had to get out of debt, so that by definition improves their financial strength. This has happened across the board. But have you got any? I'm going to ask you when we come back if you have any records on that in women businesses. She'll give us that answer, and then we're going to get into the internals on from a standpoint of age, the age of these women, also the demographic trends, and a number of great this research is very outstanding. Jerry Stengel and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.